This evening, we're very, very honored to have Brother and Sister Borsch with us. Brother Peter Borsch is the, we call him in our language, the General Superintendent of the Pentecostal Union in Moldova. Or there, he's called the Senior Bishop. And the book that some of you have bought, While Children Slept, is a story of the Borsches under communist rule, how they secretly printed and smuggled Bibles and dodged the KJB. It's an exciting story. If you read the book, for security reasons, their real names aren't used, but I think it's Andrew or Andre and Natasha are the names used within the book, and that's them. And we are so grateful to have somebody who like Brother Victor has an apostolic class ministry, breaking open a nation for God that's been victimized by communist rule and now experiencing such great breakthrough. It's been our privilege. So far, we've had well over $10,000 given this morning to just strengthen the Pentecostal Union, and I think more is going to be coming in. So thank you for what you gave this morning. And tonight, we're going to be giving to Light for the Lost and to putting tools in their hands. And you're going to hear the link tonight in this wonderful story. And we are very honored to have the Borsches with us, and I'd like to invite Brother Peter Borsch if he would come and speak to us, and Victor will be translating. Let's welcome Brother Borsch and Victor.
Добрый вечер.
Good evening.
Я думаю, что когда сытые, можем слушать.
When everybody now is not hungry, now you are ready to listen.
Но все равно долго я не буду говорить.
But I won't take too much time.
Я с самого начала хочу сказать немножко о своей биографии.
From the beginning, I would like to tell a little bit about myself.
Знаете, когда люди каются, есть что рассказывают очень много таких историй.
There is, of course, very bright and powerful testimony of some of the people.
Рассказывают, как они убивали, как они дрались.
And some of those testimonies, people are saying how bad they were in the past.
Я так этим не могу похвалиться.
But I cannot tell you that I was very, very bad in the past.
Я родился в верующей семье.
I was born in a Christian family.
Я был пятым из шести детей ребенком в семье.
I was the fifth child out of six in our family.
И с самого детства ходил в церковь.
And from my childhood, I was able to go to the church.
Когда мне исполнилось 20 лет,
when I had 20 years,
я возвратился из села, то есть из села перешел жить в город.
At that age, I moved from my countryside village into the city.
Когда я приехал в церковь, там зашел в церковь и начал ходить в церковь.
And when I came to the underground church in that city,
церковь была нелегальная, собиралась по домам.
That was an underground church. We had our services in the houses of the believer.
И первое, что я заметил, что в церкви не было молодежи.
And first, what I was able to see that there is no young people in the church.
Было трудное время, запрещалось брать детей на собрание.
It was a very difficult time, and communists, they strictly forbidden to the parents to take children to the services.
И дети не ходили на собрание.
And of course, not too many children were presently at the service.
И я захотел, чтобы собрать молодежь.
But I had a desire somehow to bring young people together and have a youth meeting, youth service.
Я подошел к пастору церкви, попросил разрешения объявить молодежное служение.
I came to the pastor of that local church and I asked him if he will permit me to ask to speak something to the church.
И он сомневался дать мне возможность, потому что молодежи не было в церкви.
So he was not really willing to give me to say because he wasn't sure what I will be speaking to the church. And of course, there was not too many young people. I was the only one at that time.
Он говорит, нету для кого объявлять.
And then he said, of course, if you want to make a youth meeting, an announcement to have a youth meeting, there is no one young people in our church at this time.
Но я ему докучал.
So, but I was begging him, will you allow me? Will you allow me?
И он мне разрешил.
And one night he allowed me to.
Было воскресенье вечером.
That was Sunday night.
И он сказал, после собрания можешь объявить.
And he said, after the church service will be over, then you can make your announcement.
Я встал и сказал, на четверг по такому адресу будет молодежное служение.
So I stood up and I said, on Thursday night, on a particular address, we will have youth service.
Все засмеялись.
Everybody started to laugh.
Все посчитали, что я неразумный.
Probably they considered that I'm out of mind.
Тогда я, когда успокоились, смех, успокоился смех.
And then I continued and I told.
Я тогда сказал, у кого есть дети?
And I said, if you have children at home.
Если вы знаете, что кто-то из деревень, из верующей семьи, живут в городе или учится.
And maybe you know some young people who move from the villages into the town and they are going to colleges here.
То вы пригласите их на молодежную.
So you can tell them and invite them on Thursday night to that meeting.
А если вы не можете их приглашать, скажите мне, где они находятся, я буду приглашать.
If it is difficult for you to tell them this, tell me where they are, so I will go and I will invite them personally.
И на четверг вечером было 35 человек на молодежном
служении. So on Thursday night we have 35 young people for the service.
Это было 10 октября.
And that was October 10.
71 год.
1971.
И встречались 72 год.
And then, of course, on January 1st, 1972,
60 человек молодежи.
We had 60 young people.
А на Пасху было уже около 90.
But on the Easter, we had around 90 young people.
Никто меня не избрал, я сам напросился.
So, as you can see, nobody elected me to be a youth leader. I became by myself.
Ну а дальше уже избирали, конечно.
But of course, later on, everybody became elected.
Конечно, когда я занимался молодежью, мы ощущали великую нужду в литературе.
When I was a youth leader in our church, I saw the great need for the Bible.
Я имел Новый Завет.
Personally, I had in that time just a New Testament for myself.
Я из него проповедовал на молодежном.
I used that New Testament to preach at those youth meetings.
У молодежи, у других и этого не было.
Other members of our youth group, they didn't have even New Testament.
И не знали, где достать.
And nobody knew where should we get or buy that, but the Bible.
Я сильно желал иметь Библию.
I had a great desire to have my personal Bible.
И вот мне сказали, что можно приобрести Библию.
And I was told that I can find or I can buy Bible.
Это кто-то работал на таможне.
We had some people who were working at the border on the custom.
И он отнимал тоже у верующих и продавал.
So from time to time they confiscate the Bible for the people who were passing through the border.
Они вообще сжигали.
And they had to burn those Bibles, but of course they didn't want it to burn. So, and then after that, they were finding Christian people and they wanted to sell the Bible to the Christian people.
И вы знаете, я купил Библию.
And I bought my first Bible.
Моя Библия была половина как эта.
My Bible was half size of this Bible.
Обычно возили маленькие Библии.
As usually, when people were coming into the Soviet Union, they were bringing small Bibles.
Я дал по тому времени месяц надо было работать за Библию.
And at that time, I paid for my Bible my monthly salary.
Моя жена должна была 2 месяца работать за тот Библию.
But my wife, she worked at that time. She had to pay her salary for 2 months.
И тогда у нас появилась эта ревность все ж таки делать.
And then, of course, we've got this desire. How can we solve this problem?
Ну как делать, когда никогда не видели даже типографию?
But how will I start to print Bibles if I never seen a printing house?
И для того, чтобы в Советском Союзе было так поставлена система, чтобы никто не мог ничего печатать, кроме государственной структуры.
In Soviet Union there was not private printing houses. Everything was controlled by the government.
Мы понимали, что самое первое, что нужно, это печатный станок.
Of course, we understood that first what we need a printing press.
Для меня тогда был станок печатный, наверное, как для нас всех сегодня космос, космический корабль.
For me, of course, when I never seen the printing press, how it looks like, it was even tough to imagine how to build a printing press.
И мы тогда все ж таки искали, молились.
But we started to search and pray and waiting for the Lord.
И мы нашли человека, который сказал, можно это сделать.
And then we met a man who said, if you need this, I can build one for you.
И этот человек помог нам.
And of course that man helped us.
Конечно, наш станок не был похож на те, что я видел здесь в ассамблее.
Of course, our printing press was not looking like the one I saw yesterday on public gospel publishing house.
Ну я ходил тогда, я ходил вчера здесь.
But when I walked yesterday on that publishing house.
Брат Карк, или как он нас вел по его типографии.
And thank God for Brother Kirk Watson, who took us and showed us that printing press.
И я догадывался и все знал, как вот это работает, потому что понимаю немножко.
And of course, for me, it's very, very familiar, that work.
И хочу вам сказать, что наш станок всего был, может быть, чуть-чуть, может быть, шире, чем это.
Our printing press was just a little bit bigger than this pulpit.
Вот это весь станок был.
That's all printing press.
И с самого начала хочу вам сказать,
and
что,
from the beginning, I want to tell you,
что этот станок за три месяца можно было печатать 10 тысяч книг.
So I want to tell you from the beginning, that little printing press in 3 months was able to print about 10,000 Bibles.
Конечно, станком, когда был решен вопрос,
when we solved the situation with the printing press,
вопрос немаловажный был, была бумага.
Of course, the not less important was where to buy paper.
Бумага в Советском Союзе продавалась только по 250 листов, пакет и все.
In Soviet Union, you could not buy paper by big quantity. Only 250 grams, one package, you could buy the paper.
Это А4.
It's 8.5 by 11. That's the size of the paper.
Тогда надо было искать, где, ну, где бумагу купить.
And of course, we started to think where we will get the paper.
У нас была база, где коммунистические все, вся система, или можно сказать, типография коммунистическая, все оттуда, они получали бумагу.
In our city, we had a big warehouse for the all communist printing presses.
И мы там нашли людей, с кем мы могли договориться.
And there we found people who we can talk to, and we open our needs to them.
Там работали евреи.
There was some Jewish people who were in charge of that warehouse.
Не знаю в Америке, но в Молдавии не любили деньги.
And I want to tell you that in Moldova they liked money a lot.
И мы с ними могли договориться.
And we of course could find an agreement with them.
Мы брали по 3 тонны бумаги сразу.
And we could buy at once 3 tons of paper from them.
Было когда 5, когда 6 брали.
Sometimes we could buy 5 tons, sometimes we could buy 6 tons of paper.
Конечно, трудности было, когда доставали бумагу с деньгами.
Of course, it was not less difficult where to get the money to pay for that paper.
Мы не могли сделать сборы для этого дела.
You know, we could not take an offering for that reason.
Мы не могли продавать.
We could not sell Bibles and to make money.
Я позже расскажу, как мы распространяли.
I will tell you how we distributed the Bibles.
Но Бог благословлял и помогал нам.
But God was the one who helped us and He blessed our work.
Были люди, которые продали свои дома и купили меньше дома, купили часть денег, дали на это дело.
We had some people who were willing to sell their houses. And then one third of the value of the house, they gave it us to use to buy the paper, and they moved into the smaller house.
Они жертвовали, понимали, что это что-то святое.
They of course understood that this is something holy, and we have to give all sacrifice to that.
Поэтому я хочу прочитать один стих.
So I want to read just one verse,
который говорит именно к месту этому.
Which speaks exactly to the point.
Все, что может рука твоя делать по силам, делай, потому что в могиле, когда ты пойдешь, нет ни работы, ни размышлений, ни знания, ни мудрости.
That's Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you're going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom.
Люди были живые.
People were alive.
Понимали, что могут делать.
They were realizing that there is a time and they can do something.
И в тот момент делали.
And at that time, they were doing what they had to do.
Конечно, нужно были для этого люди.
Of course, people, we needed people who will be involved in this process.
Работали 6 человек, бригада, которая работала.
Our team was built of 6 people.
Для того, чтобы найти людей, не было легко. Очень тяжело было найти людей.
To find right people, it was very, very difficult.
Потому что люди, которые работали, о них не должны были знать никто, где они.
Because people in our team, those who were working, they had to disappear from the society, and nobody would know where they are and what they are doing.
Не должны были знать сестры или братья их.
Their brothers and sisters, they should know where they are.
Даже о некоторых и родители не знали, где.
And some members of our team, even their parents, didn't know what the children were involved in.
Потому что были родители, которые они не были такие, можно сказать, верующие, утвержденные.
Because also there are some parents, they were not really very established or stable people who will stand firm.
В Советском Союзе был такой закон.
In Soviet Union, it was a law.
3 месяца, если ты не работаешь,
if you are not employed for 3 months,
тебе вызывает полицию.
The police will call you, why you are not employed.
И дает тебе работу и время, чтобы ты устроился.
And they give you a time so that you will go and will find a job and be employed.
6 месяцев, если ты не работаешь,
if you didn't work for 6 months,
тебе сажают.
You will be sentenced to prison.
Для Америки это непонятно сейчас.
Of course, it's very difficult to understand in our days this.
В Советском Союзе все работали.
In Soviet Union, everybody had to work.
Все работали, все нищие жили.
Everybody was working and everybody was poor.
Один копал, другой заспал сзади.
One was digging, another was filling, and that's what the job.
Один асфальтировал. Когда асфальтировали дорогу, то люди говорят, тут будут копать, наверное, что асфальтируют дорогу.
So one, some, a group was building the roads, and another was coming back and digging through those roads. So that's the way how they were planning their work.
Это была такая схема.
Of course, this was a system that everybody would be busy, should be busy.
Чтобы люди не имели, когда думать или занимались другими посторонними делами.
So people shouldn't be thinking people of how to do their work better. They always receive the order what to do.
И все люди были под контролем.
And because of that, every man was under the control. They knew where they are every day.
И вы знаете, когда начали мы людей уже брать для этой работы,
so when we started to build our team,
мы должны их скрывать от полиции сразу.
We had, of course, to hide them from the police and from the visible society.
И они должны были скрываться от церкви.
И they have also to be hidden even to the church people.
Не могли объявить церкви открыто, что вот сестра или брат пойдет работать на такую работу.
Of course, we could not make this publicly announcement that this man will be working in this team and please support him and pray for him.
3 тонны бумаги.
3 tons of paper.
Нужно было работать 3 месяца.
And we had to work 3 months to use those 3 tons of papers.
3 месяца эти люди не выходили на улицы.
And the requirement was in a way these people were not allowed to go out for 3 months from the house for any reason.
Это в доме мы стелили окна, закрывали окна, все. Ничего не видно было.
We used the private houses and the rooms were about 250 square feet. And we blocked the windows with the blankets and everything so that light would not be seen outside from the house and noise as well from the printing press would not be heard outside.
Я думаю, что брат Дан был там, где работали.
And I believe brother Dan Jakes, he was in the place where the printing press we used to set up.
Мы работали в комнате. Сколько будет square feet?
250 где-то.
Да?
Да, я сказал.
Да. Это очень маленькая комната.
Of course, the room where we set up the printing press was very, very small.
Рядом была комната такая же.
And that place was built out of 2 rooms. One is about 130 square feet, and another was the same size room.
Там была кухня.
And those 2 rooms, they were used as kitchen.
Там была спальня.
They were used as dormitory.
И там работа была.
And they were used as the printing house, the printing press, the paper, the ink, and everything was there.
Если хотите почувствовать ту атмосферу,
if you would like to feel that atmosphere,
вот войдите сюда в типографию.
When I entered yesterday into this printing house here,
и посмотрите, какая там высота и есть воздуха много.
And of course, when I saw the space of the building, the ventilation and everything what is there,
у нас вентиляции не было.
But in our place, we didn't have ventilations.
Там было очень тяжело работать.
And of course, it was tough and difficult to work there.
Люди 3 месяца не видели, не видали дневного света.
For 3 months, our people, they did not see daylight.
Я помню, раз, когда летом уже вышли с работы.
I do remember one time we finished our 3 months period in one place printing.
Это было начало июня.
And it was about June.
Была черешня спелая.
And the cherries, sweet cherries, were ready on the trees.
И одна сестра взяла черешню в руки.
And one young sister, she picked up those cherries.
И говорит, через ночь поспела черешня.
And she said, like overnight, this cherry were ready.
Потому что она зашла
because when
на работу,
when she entered the house,
и вышла
was this,
через 3 месяца, снова увидела света.
She entered the house, was cold and snow, and after 3 months, she went out, and it was green, and cherry were ready.
Эти люди были в розыске.
These people who were working for us, they were most wanted for the government and police.
Это в церкви спрашивали, где пропали.
In the church, people were asking where they disappeared. These people.
Некоторых родителей спрашивали, где ваша дочь.
Some of the parents, they were asked by the police and authorities, Where is your daughter?
Это было трудное время.
It was a very difficult time.
Наши сестры работали.
But those young girls, our sisters, they were working.
Были те, что работали по 10 лет.
And we had some of those people who were in our team, they were working for 10 years.
Вышел срок замуж выйти.
Some of them did not marry.
Не могли не устраивать свою семью.
They could not manage with their family life.
Многие вышли с болезнями.
Some of them, when they done with all this business, they were sick.
Но все понимали, что это делает во имя Господа.
But everybody understood that they were doing this sacrifice for the Lord.
Не легче было найти дом, где это работать.
Of course, another difficulty was where to set up the printing press, to find a place, a house.
У моих родителей долго мы работали.
We used for many, many times my parents' house.
Мои родители были уже в годах, пенсионеры.
They were retired people.
Моя мать была без одной ноги.
My mother, she was an invalid. She didn't have one leg.
Она попала под поезд и остался без одной ноги.
So she lost one leg.
Для ней было очень тяжело. Вот это все, что в нашем дворе это происходило.
And of course, it was very difficult for her. Everything, what was going on in our house.
Потому что все время надо было бодрствовать.
Because always, my parents, they had to watch and be on alert.
У нас было два домика небольшие, они в одном жили, а в одном печатали.
So we had two little houses, one to another, and in one house it was a printing press, and they lived next house too.
Но хочу вам сказать, что то, что они сделали, это вошло в историю и останется перед Богом навсегда в памяти.
Everything what they were able to do, they were doing as for the Lord, and of course God rewarded them for that.
Были моменты, когда надо было освободить, чтобы они могли отдохнуть немножко.
It was a time when we had to move that printing press to another place so that we would give them rest a little bit.
Мы искали другие местности.
So we were looking for other houses where to set up the printing press.
Я помню один случай, когда мы нашли такого дома, где мы по нашим требованиям он подходил нам.
And I remember one thing that we found a house, and to our understanding that was a good place to set up that printing press.
Это были пожилые люди.
Those were old people.
У них не было детей.
They didn't have children.
У них не было внуков.
They didn't have grandchildren.
И думаем, у них можно это сделать.
And we thought, well, it's okay. I think there would be nice place to set up the printing press in their house.
Когда я приехал к ним поговорить с ними,
when I came to them and to talk regarding this,
они первый вопрос задали мне: сколько здесь людей будут?
First, they asked me a question: how many people will be in this place?
Я говорю: шесть человек минимум.
And I told six people.
Говорит: хорошо. А чем вы? Сколько бумагин?
And then they asked, but how many paper do you need for one for this operation?
3 тонны, 3.5.
And I said, maybe three and a half ton of paper.
Говорит: а чем вы будете привозить?
And they asked, well, how you will be bringing all that paper to our place?
А я говорю: маленькими машинами.
And I said, we will be bringing by small cars.
А он говорит: вы знаете, в нашей деревне всего две машины.
And then he said to me, the owner said, but you know, in our village there is only two cars for the whole village.
Говорит: люди увидят возле моего дома машину, скажут, что-то тут нечистое.
So he said, you know, when you will be coming by car to my home, people will be able to see those cars and that will be suspicious.
И тогда
and then,
мы согласились на то, и он предложил: если будет откровение от Бога, что Бог сохранит, то я согласен.
And then he said, I'm ready and I'm open to give you my house and lay on this altar everything what I have. But pray to the Lord and seek what the Lord will say. Receive a revelation from the Lord.
И мы эту нужду поставили перед Богом.
And then I came to the church and I asked the church to pray for this need.
Я был и служителем в церкви.
I was a pastor of the church.
Я объявил в церкви, что у нас как раз приехали гости, которые имели откровение.
And we had some visiting guests to our church, and those were the prophets.
И я сказал, у нас есть нужда, чтобы помолиться.
And then I said, we have a need, so let us pray and seek the Lord and see what the Lord will tell us.
И мы начали молиться.
And then we started to pray.
Они не знали о чем.
Those people didn't know anything about what we need.
И было такое откровение.
And it was God-given revelation.
Говорит, видел, эта душа говорит, я видел старенький дом.
So the man who had the revelation said, I saw in the vision a little house, an old little house.
И над этим домом было написано, ибо это слово мое.
And on top, above of that house, it was written, this is my word.
И я сохраню ваш въезд и выезд оттуда.
And I will protect you coming in and going out by car.
И мы пошли свободно и работали.
And then, of course, we just received that word from the Lord, and we boldly went and set up our printing press there.
Вы знаете, когда мы остаемся один на один с Богом, Бог отвечает нам.
When we are standing before the Lord one on one, of course, the Lord is the one who will give His revelation and His answer.
В этой нашей работе Бог благословлял, потому что там слава принадлежала только Богу.
And I want to tell you, God blessed us and gave us success in our work only because of one reason. Nobody could take glory to himself. All the glory was given to the Lord.
Никто не мог похвалиться, что он дал деньги на это дело.
No one could say how much he gave to print the Bibles, how much money he gave to print the Bibles.
Сегодня сказал, завтра закрытый.
If he would tell today, I gave so big amount of money to print the Bibles, tomorrow he will be arrested.
Никто не мог сказать, это в моем доме делается.
Nobody could say, these Bibles were printed in my house.
Никто не мог сказать, это я работал, я делал.
No one wanted to say, this is my job, I did this.
Очень большая была проблема распространять литературу.
Of course, was the big, very, very big problem how to distribute the Bibles.
Сейчас мы не понимаем даже, как это может быть.
Of course, now for some people it's tough to understand.
Когда мы встречаем Библию в магазине, в церкви, свободно.
Of course, in our days we have Bibles. We see the Bibles in the store. We see Bibles in the churches.
Мы тогда старались литературу в мешках и или пастору, или какому-то брату, который лидер в церкви, принести, поставить под двери, чтобы он не знал.
But in those days, we distributed the Bibles. We were putting Bibles in a sack. And we were bringing to one of the leaders from the local church. And we secretly were laying those Bibles at his door.
Он утром выходит, мешки с Библией.
So when in the morning he was waking up, in front of his door, he saw a sack. And in that sack, there is Bibles.
Он благодарит Бога.
The only one thing what he was able to do, that's to thank God.
И говорит, Бог послал.
And people were saying, God send us these Bibles.
И когда мне брат говорит, служитель.
And when one of the pastors is telling me.
Знаешь, как Бог благословил нас литературой?
You know how the Lord blessed us tonight with the Bibles.
Я встал и утром по двери 100 Библий.
I woke up in the morning and at my door in the morning, Lord brought me 100 Bibles.
Я говорю, откуда?
And I said, where those Bibles came
Только
from?
Только Бог послал, не знаю, наверное, ангел.
I don't know, the angels of the Lord brought those Bibles.
А ангел с ним разговаривал, но он не знал, кто ангел.
But he didn't know who is talking to him.
Это было нелегкая, можно сказать, работа.
It was not an easy job.
Но люди были жертвенные.
But people were very sacrificial.
И то, что могли тогда сделать,
and what they could do it in those days,
останется навсегда перед Богом.
Will remain always before the Lord and be rewarded by the Lord.
Я знаю многих людей,
and I know people,
которые жалеют, что они в свое время не сделали то, что они могли сделать.
That they regret that they missed the time when the Lord wanted to use them in the past.
Мы живем сейчас в свободное время.
Today we live in a freedom time.
И мы можем все делать.
And we can do everything what we want to.
Почему книга называется «Когда дети спали»?
Why this book is called «While Children Slept»?
У меня семеро детей.
I have seven children.
Они были маленькие, один за другим рождались.
They were small children.
И вот мы снимали задние сиденья в машине.
So the way how we distributed the Bible was in a way, it was, we were taking away back seat from our car.
Мы полностью ложили Библии.
We filled that space with the Bibles to the level of the seat.
Стелили одеяло.
And then we put on top blankets.
Кидали несколько подушек.
We put there some pillows.
В Советском Союзе не надо было для детей корсет вязать сзади, ничего не надо.
In Soviet Union, when you were driving with the kids, they don't need any car seat, they don't need to be buckled up. So they were just on top of that, of those books.
И дети там на Библии.
So the children were on the back, on top of the Bibles.
Я много рейсов делал на Москву.
Many, many times I was driving to Moscow with the Bibles.
И вы знаете, когда я вижу полицию.
So when I was driving and I see the police station.
Но у нас посты, на постах останавливают и проверяют документы. Откуда едешь, куда едешь?
So in those days and even today, when you drive in that area of the world, the police will stop you. They wanted to check all your registration, driver license, and of course, what's your cargo?
И что везешь?
They always were asking, what's is in your trunk?
Я только вижу полицию, детям говорю, ложитесь спать.
So when I see the police checkpoint, I tell to my kids, go to sleep.
И дети все спят.
And kids immediately went to sleep.
Полиция подходит, документы.
So the police came, they check all papers.
Что у тебя тут в машине?
And they were wanted to find what is in your car.
О, дети спят. Ну, все, извини.
And when he saw the children were sleeping there, he said, oh, I'm so sorry. Take your papers and go out.
Пошли дальше.
And we were driving on.
Дети встают.
And maybe 1 mile down the road, kids are playing back.
За один рейс, не знаю, сколько десятков раз надо было ложиться.
And maybe in one road, we don't know how many times, tens of times, kids had to go to sleep, and then play back, and then go to sleep. And
дети, когда слышали, что надо ехать,
when the children knew that we have to go on the road,
но мы в доме ничего не говорили про этой работы ничего.
But in our house we never talk about the printing of the Bibles. We never had any discussions.
Если что-то имели, то писали на бумагу.
If we wanted to send a message to one another, we took a pair, pencil and a piece of paper and we wrote the message if we wanted to communicate something on this.
Это в огонь бумагу потом.
And then we burned those papers.
Вот так никто не должен. И дети наши с малых лет не говорили об этом доме.
And our children were trained in the way to be very silent and secret. And they never told to anyone else.
И они спрашивали, снова будем иметь груза?
And they were asking, we are going in the road, we will have cargo with us?
А брали меня и на ухо так спрашивали.
But they were whispering to my ear.
Я говорю, махаю, что да.
And I was just giving my signs yes.
Он говорит, а знаешь, папа, как твердо там сидит.
And they were saying, you know, it's too hard that bed, going so many hours on that hard bed.
Разгружаем Москву литературу.
We unload the Bibles in Moscow.
Идем возле магазина, находим коробки.
And then at the store we find some boxes.
И уже обратно едут на коробках, на ящиках, на что-то такое.
And then kids, we're driving back 1,000 miles, sitting on the box.
Машины были рассчитаны на то, что мы грузили в машине по 600-700 килограмм, машина не садилась совсем.
We built even our cars in a way so that if we even have a heavy load in our car, the police could not see that we have those heavy loads.
Это сами все тоже придумали.
So that was our own invention, even on how to rebuild the cars.
В Советском Союзе, если загруженная машина, сразу останавливает.
Of course, because the police, when they saw that your car is heavy loaded, they will stop you.
И мы должны были ехать так, что машина как будто пустая.
So we had to do it and do it in a way so that nobody will be able to see how is big weight on in our car.
Конечно, когда пришла свобода,
when the freedom came.
Есть работа у нас незаконченная, которые остались книги незаконченные.
Of course, we stop printing of the Bibles.
И сейчас это только для музея уже.
And we still have some of those copies of those books non-finished, in a way how we stop them, because now the Bible started to come from outside of Soviet Union.
Поэтому живем другое время.
Today we live in a different time.
Библию уже имеем.
We have Bibles.
Имеем свободу проповедовать.
We have freedom to preach from the Bibles.
Имеем свободу сейчас говорить всем о Христе.
We have freedom to tell everyone about Christ.
И уже сегодня делаем то, что можем сегодня делать.
And today we do what we can and need to do today.
Тогда было ценно то.
In those days, that was the precious, and we did it for the Lord.
Но Бог, Он, когда мы явимся пред Ним, Он не спросит за то, а Он спросит, что мы сделали до последнего дня.
But of course, today God granted us a new time, and we are responsible for this time. It is not enough what we've done in the past.
Я думаю, в книге там написано детально.
Of course, in a book, if you will have that book, you can read, and there is more details there of how we did our work.
Но много-много не написано и не сказано.
But of course, we could not tell everything what we were involved in.
Мы хотим иметь награду и от Бога, когда придем на небо.
Because I believe I want to have also the reward from the Lord. When I will come to the heaven.
Я вам хочу сказать, что за это время было пролито очень много слез.
I want to tell you that in those times people were crying.
Очень много переживаний было. Очень
suffering.
Особенно моей жены.
Of course, my wife, she was always involved with, and she was always on tension praying so that Lord will protect.
Мы жили во дворе с родителями жены.
We lived in the same place with my wife's parents.
Мать знала, а отец ничего не знал.
My mother-in-law, she knew what we involved in. My father-in-law, he didn't know anything.
Представьте, это были дети во дворе, дедушка, бабушка. Мы постоянно работали, надо было так работать, чтобы Не все знали.
So you can imagine how secretly we have to be in all this work so that we'll not let know too many people to know what we are doing, what we
were doing. Библия была запрещенная книга в Советском Союзе.
Bible was the forbidden book in the Soviet Union.
Одна сестра не имела осторожности и взяла с собой Библию на работе.
One of our sisters, she took her Bible with her to her job.
Она работала поваром.
She was working as a cook at the cafeteria.
И она имела маленькую тоже Библию.
She had a small Bible in her purse.
И она была в сумочке ее личной.
And that Bible was in her purse.
И кто-то открыл из рабочей сумку.
And there at the work, somebody opened that purse and saw the Bible there.
И нашли Библию.
They got that Bible.
И здесь было написано на первой странице.
And on the front page of that Bible was printed.
Нью-Йорк.
It was printed New York.
Библейское общество.
Bible Society.
За то, что она имела Библию с Америки.
Because she had an American Bible.
Ей дали 3 года.
She was sentenced to prison for 3 years.
Потому что сказали, что она шпион, работает на Америку.
She was told that she is a spy and she is working for America against Soviet Union.
Она говорит, я не шпион.
She said, no, I am not a spy.
Скажи, откуда Библия?
Tell me where this Bible from.
Эта книга запрещенная.
She was told, this book is forbidden.
Как эта книга попала к нам?
How this Bible was able to come into the Soviet Union?
Какие пути были для этого?
Which ways were used to bring those books?
Она говорит, ну это книга и больше ничего.
And then she said, well, this is just simply a book.
Но ее обвинили, сказали, если ты привезла или достала Библию с Нью-Йорка,
she said, she was told, if you were able to have a Bible from New York,
с Нью-Йорка могут тебе высылать вот столько отравы, и ты можешь отравить людей.
And then she was said, the same volume of poisoning you also could receive from New York. And you can poison the whole society.
3 года сидел.
3 years she was in prison.
Поэтому цените книги, Библии ваши.
So we have to value this precious book.
В Советском Союзе это героическая книга.
This is a historical and book of heroes.
И эта книга ведет нас в небо.
And these books lead us to heaven.
Да благословит вас Господь.
May God bless you.
И мы благодарны за то, что вы нас выслушали.
Thank you very much for your attention.
Благодарим, что вы нас пригласили.
Thank you for your invitation to be with you.
И на небе без переводчика мы будем общаться.
And when we will be in heaven, we will not need an interpreter. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Peter and Brother Victor. Wow. This is a book that leads us to heaven. And while we have resources and time before Jesus comes, we want as many people in our world as possibly can, to have that book in their hands, to have gospel literature, literature that talks about who Jesus is, to have technology that can share the timeless message of Christ. We're going to be closing in just a couple of moments. In a minute, I'm going to ask Benny Ferguson, who for many years was the National Director for Life for the Lost, to come and lead us in prayer. But I'd like you first of all, have the Project 10 Million. For those of you who want to become council persons, you ladies can now become, when I became a councilman, I think it was just for laymen, and I was a pastor, I probably broke the rules back then, but I became a councilman. You can become a council person, and every dollar will be going to what you saw in terms of the web outreach around the world. And then we have pledge forms. Every year we ask you to commit to Light for the Lost. And if you'll take out this small form, it's in duplicate. And the bottom copy you'll keep for your own records, the yellow copy. But after Brother Benny prays for us, we'll just linger here for a few moments and give you an opportunity to commit how much you want and to give to Light for the Lost, and you can just leave it on the table, and some of our Light for the Lost folks will be collecting that as well. As well as if you brought your regular offering for church tonight, there is offering baskets on your table, and so you can just leave offering in there. Perhaps you want to contribute a little more to this morning's offering for the Pentecostal Union in the Republic of Moldova, you can do that. But this is our pledge form for Light for the Lost, and we give $30,000-$35,000 a year, actually, Light for the Lost from Central, and I'm a councilman, and we give in addition to that. We usually fill this pledge form out every year, so that from the Bradford household, we're investing in people having the Word of God in printed form in their hands. And so, Benny Ferguson, if you'll come, and then we will just take a few moments before we go and fill out our pledge form. Thank you for leading us in prayer tonight.
Thank you, Pastor. Would you take your pledge form and the councilman form that been pointed out, just take them in your hand and hold them up, would you please? Let's use this as a contact for prayer tonight. Holy Spirit, I have been humbled tonight in your presence by hearing such godly men who have spoken to us. I don't even feel worthy to be in their presence for the sacrifice that they've made for the kingdom of God. But thank you, Lord, for their dedication. And I pray tonight, God, that those of us that are assembled in this room will use the inspiration that we've drawn from Brother Peter and Brother Victor and their wives and their children and the sacrifices that they've made for the kingdom. Father, that we will at least make a financial investment in the kingdom of God. Lord, whether it be with a pledge form to print Bibles and literature or as councilmen, to spread this gospel via the internet. Father, I pray that you will speak to our hearts. Help us to give beyond ourselves. Let the spirit of liberality come upon us and help us, Lord, to do what you would have us to do tonight. God, multiply the seed that will be planted tonight so that a multitude will find that road Brother Peter spoke of on the road to heaven. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now Light for the Lost pays for truckloads of Bibles into Moldova and other countries that used to be restricted, and more we're giving around the world. I'd like you to take a few moments now and just fill out your pledge forms or sign up to be a councilman, and God bless you. We'll be concluding in just about 3 minutes or so. We just take the next few moments. This is one of the most holy times of this day as we do what we can as the people of God to get God's word into people's hearts.